Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to Mind Mastery and Manifestation. So Sophie and I were just kind of bullshitting in between recording these sessions. You know, we often have a lot of fun talking about like the weird shit that we do in the name of self-development and stuff. And we figured like, well, Sophie's just like, you know, why don't we just make this an episode? Why don't we give you the chance to be a fly on the wall as we just talk about the crazy shit that we're doing? Because both of us have been doing a lot of weird stuff. And it's kind of weird. Like, I love seeking out weird experiences. I love it. Like, when I go to restaurants, I will find the weirdest shit on the menu and I'll probably order that. I love trying weird things. It's weird. Like, when I grew up, I used to hate that term. Like, it hurt me so much to be thought of as weird, or people would say I was weird. And it was just like, it was this thing that loomed over my head and it like fucked with my soul. And now I take pride in it and I love it. I seek them out. And so this whole episode is going to be us pretty much just having a conversation about that. So you can get an insider's view into our lives.
Woo! It's going to get weird, guys. Okay. Yeah. So tell me about Alan and what's been happening.
Yeah. So you actually did an interview with Alan.
Yes.
So yeah, as you're listening to this, if you want to hear from Alan herself, let me see if I can find the episode number for you. And it was all about, here we go, episode 18, an interview with Alan Reed, who is this awesome, just deliciously bizarre person who has a skill set that I don't understand. And it's totally new to me. Mm-hmm. And that's why I started working with her. And she is, by the way, when you hear about like people, when we're talking about us, like investing a lot, Alan is expensive as fuck to work with her. And it's awesome because that like also pushed me a little bit out of my comfort zone and really made me pay attention to what she's teaching me. And how can I describe what we're doing? It's like a mixture of, okay, how about this? So we're used to experiencing the world through our five senses, and we think that all of our experiences are made up of those. What we can smell, taste, touch, hear, and see. But then when you get into more spiritual practices, there's more. It's obvious that there's more than just that, right? There's intuition, whatever the hell that is. I feel energy off of people, off of plants, off of like life itself. And if that's weird, you're not going to be able to handle the rest of this episode. Straight up.
Right? Just straight up, walk away.
Yeah, no, this episode is not for you. If you just heard that and you're like, what the fuck? Okay, just go and listen to it.
Get to the next one, yeah.
Yeah. But no, seriously, like I feel it. And that's why there are some cities I refuse to go to, by the way. There are some places I refuse to go to, people I refuse to be around, because I can feel them from a mile away and I hate that feeling. It's one of the things that I love. So like that's like another sense, right? There's even more. There's even more to it. There are more things that you can see without seeing, hear without hearing, touch without touching, if that makes sense. And Alan describes it as like five-dimensional viewing and hearing and feeling. And so I've been working with her over the last couple of months. And I mean, my girlfriend has told me that the change that she has witnessed in me while working with her is more profound than any of the other healers that she's seen me go through, which is cool because I don't notice any difference at all, right? Because sometimes that's what happens, right? You work on such a deep level. I explain this with my clients too. When you change in such a deep level, you might not even notice it. It's like waking up and all of the colors in the world are different. Well, how would you know? How would you know that there's been a shift? You have no frame of reference, right? Everything is different. So you can't compare it to anything. One of the things that we've been working on is feeling difference, like using the hands to find truth. There's like different versions of muscle testing that we've worked on. Sophie, you've done, I think, a little bit of that, right?
You went in.
yeah. And like, there's another thing as well. So there's this thing called an umago. And did you do an umago with her?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So an umago is you draw this circle and then you have a bunch of like markers or colored pencils and you just intuitively draw symbols or pictures that represent different parts of who you are. And we did one then, and we did some work on my shadow where I drew all the different elements of my shadow. And it was really interesting to just let it flow onto the paper and then seeing what does it look like. What I'm not artistic at all, guys. So a lot of it's like very simple stuff and it's cool, whatever, because it's all meaningful. But the crazy thing is after that, I explained what each symbol meant. And then she's teaching me how to feel, like putting my hand over the paper and over these symbols and feeling the difference between them. And the way that I can try to explain that is like different crystals feel differently for me. Sophie, do you feel crystals also?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. So you know what it's like, right? There's almost like a different texture of feeling. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, like some of them physically feel more like static. They feel more sharp. They feel more like subtle, like waves. They feel more like water. They feel more da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? Well, as I passed my hands over this umago, I could feel that each symbol also was giving off a different energy. Like I could suddenly feel that and then tap into that because I could feel some of them like felt like a pull or a sharpness. And so I was looking for like the sharpness or something that told me that there was some healing that could be there. And then tap into that symbol and hear and see what could be healed from that. Like there was one symbol on mine that had a lot to do with self-judgment. There's a part in my shadow that judges and puts me down all the time, all day. I don't have to pay attention to it. I don't have to listen to it. I don't have to take action on it. But they're opportunities, I guess. When my shadow is, when it comes a little bit more to the forefront, it gives me opportunities to do this. And it was really interesting. So I drew, there was an arrow pointing down and a dot. And she asked me what the arrow was, what the dot was. And so, well, the arrow pointing down is me putting myself down. And the dot, well, I don't know what the dot was. So she asked me to zoom into it. And this is totally intuitive. So I drew, bigger arrow down. And then there was a dot, but there is an open space in the middle of the dot. And I don't know why I drew that. It just felt like that's the way it was supposed to look if I zoomed in on it. And she asked, well, what's on the inside? If I was standing in the middle of that clear space, looking at the walls of the dot, what was there? And it flashed before my eyes, not actually seeing like something that was actually there, but that inner vision kind of thing. Looked like cave paintings, ancient wisdom. And so she tapped in that and saw, and us together sort of understood that actually it was that part of the shadow, me putting myself down, or it offering opportunities to put me down, that was actually blocking me from accessing that wisdom that I had in there. And I could feel that, and we did some healing work on it, and then passing my hand over it again, that charge wasn't there, it was gone. And actually, I did a little bit of work on that yesterday where I felt going through it and another image, another one of those pictures felt sharp. And so I kind of asked in, tuned in, okay, what can be healed here? What are you asking me to do? What kind of attention do you want? Gave it some healing, did some work, and then passed my hand over it again. And it was weird. Before there was a sharpness, after that was nothing. Absolutely nothing. It just felt peaceful. So like that's kind of where we're at now. It's like really weird. And I'm starting to do this with my clients too, drawing an umago for them and then passing my hand over it and seeing what parts of them need attention and then doing healing work with them as a result. And it's crazy. The results are gorgeous. And so, yeah, that's just like, that's from one session of weirdness with Alan. And it's so cool.
Oh, I love Alan. I love Alan so much.
Yeah.
She's amazing. When I worked with her, or to just like some of the, even like, I think one of the most intense sessions that we did was activating my Taurus field. Mm-hmm. And when we were activating it, there was a bunch of stuff that was in there. And so we had to do a lot of, what did she call it? I had to remove a lot of the things that were stuck in my field and take mm-hmm. them out and heal it. And so it's hard to explain this without sounding a little woo, right? So we're just going to go with that for the rest of this conversation. And I'm sorry, but I'm not. So we're sitting there and we tap in and we activate the Taurus field. And part of that is going through a little bit of a meditative process. And it's so intense because you can, your eyes are closed, but you can see it and it's there. It's real. It's like really is there. And as we're doing it, she's asking, she's like, you know, is there anything inside of him? Like, oh yeah, there's a lot of stuff. There's like this and there's that. She's like, okay, well, I need to go ahead and breathe that out and just go ahead and emotionally just like release that and push it out of your field. And then planting all of these like gold flowers where everything used to be. And it was just this really beautiful process. And then what was intense was my body's emotional response to what we were doing, because I just started crying. And just like all of these tears. And I was just like, I mean, it was just like the best way I can describe it. It was such a powerful emotional release from this really simple thing. But I can't put words to it. And it was a similar process where then we would go inward and we've been doing like a lot of work around exploring I don't know how to explain it, my room, my world, where we go into the meditation and then I go into this room where there's this staircase and then there's this door. And when I open the door, I go into this different world. It like opens up a world. And inside that world, it's like this edge. And when I first walked in there, it was very dead and dark. And the edge was only a few feet long. And then it was like a cliff. Then there was a bridge to the other side. And at first it's like, you know, it's like this because you haven't been taking care of yourself. You haven't been tuning into you. And I was like, oh shit. And so we started doing work inside of that. And it's so interesting. When I go back to it now, it's blossoming and it's beautiful and it's green and it's vibrant and it's starting to build and the bridge is becoming more alive. And there's so many different pieces that I go and I play with and I see my inner child in there and I'll go and I'll play with her and I'll speak to her. And it's just amazing. Gosh, Dan, I'm sure you've experienced it too. When you finish a session with Alan, like the energy of who you are when you walk in versus the energy of who you are when you leave, you're like a completely different human. I always feel so grounded, like so zenned out and so calm and so grounded and just like so in my body. I almost don't want to go fast at all. I just like want to be super present. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting to just tune into that. And what I've been working on more so is just having and maintaining that state and that presence, even when we're not working together. And it's so interesting to see how easily addicted the body is to wanting to go back into those old things and how easily impacted I am, at least when it comes to working with clients and energy. And so I have to be very careful about making sure that I keep my field activated and that I keep it on and that I'm constantly cleaning and clearing it out, because I tend to take on a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Yep. And it's just really, really interesting work, especially knowing what you're diving into with her. It's so cool.
What's also really interesting is I've been doing a few other things as well, right? I've been messing around with gene keys also. And I just started dabbling in Kundalini yoga, which is super weird. It's like you move in sort of weird ways and it's supposed to up your vibe. And what's really interesting is that, I guess, a combination of all of it, but really, I think working with Alan has increased my intuition and like really sharpened up, not my conscious awareness of what's going on, but I'm a claircognizant. So if you're listening and that's a weird word, you have claircognizants are people who know things that they shouldn't know. Like you have clairaudience. I think there are people who hear things that they shouldn't hear, like different dimensions. One of my friends, Abby, is a clairaudient. Like she hears her angels and she hears, like she can hear your soul speaking. And she uses it to create massive healing for her clients. Then there's, what's the visual one? Claire, It's not clairvisual. What is it?
Clairvoyant?
Is it clairvoyant? Yeah, it's clairvoyant. Clairvoyant people who can see things. So they can see your past lives, or they can see sometimes the future, or they can see your past and all sorts of things like that. And so I'm a claircognizant. But what's really interesting is that through this, there's like just been a lot of other stuff. Like, I'm driving my girlfriend insane because they'll just say things and they'll fucking happen a lot. Like, it's happening a lot more. I'm like, oh yeah, this is exactly what's going to happen. And then boom, bananas weird. Or like being able to, it was really interesting. I used to be able to do this when I was, I'm going to drop a very loaded sentence here for you, the listener. I used to be able to do this a lot more when I was still involved with that spiritual cult last year and a while back. I was a practicing Hindu involved in a spiritual cult for about a year and a half. And I saw more crazy spiritual shit than I'd ever seen in my entire life. Saw things that I didn't know were even possible. Went there, a total scientist, didn't believe in energy or anything else like that. Came back being able to feel shit, see shit, like all this stuff totally activated in my world. And then it was really interesting. I could meet people. I knew exactly what was going on with them. Like, I could, especially if I touched, like shook hands, like boom, I saw everything. And that's starting to come back with Alan, which is like really cool. It's interesting to interact in the world in that way, because for most of my life, I thought that science, or at least Western science, parochial science that you learn in school, like that was the understanding of how the universe worked. And that was the deepest knowledge. And whatever science couldn't explain was bullshit. And then the older I get and the more experiences I have, the more it's like becoming clear to me that, I think it was Arthur C. Clarke who said that any technology sufficiently advanced is indistinguishable from magic, right? So it's like, just because we don't understand something, it's very easy for us to dismiss it as woo-woo or pseudoscience or bullshit or just made up stuff. But really, it's, we just don't get it. And working with Alan is really this sort of suspension of disbelief and going into the like, okay, this can be real and totally magical for me. And really the only difference is I just don't know how it works, and that's okay. And I'm starting to realize that like, oh God, there is so much of that in this world. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And it's not woo-woo. It's just science we don't understand yet.
I love this. I love this. So I just recently got back. Dan, I was telling to you earlier, but I'll share it again in this episode. I literally just got back from a Joe Dispenza retreat where it was one of the 7-day long advanced retreats. So you're there for 7 days. And just to give you a little bit of background, if you're not familiar with Joe Dispenza's work, he's very much a scientist. Like, he goes deep into the neuroscience of your brain and your body and the chemistry and all of the things and understanding the transformation and what's actually happening neurochemically, biologically, inside of your body and inside of your brain. What's been really cool is over the years, he started to evolve, at least more so in the public eye, of sharing more of the mysticism and the spiritual aspects behind the science. So what he does is this beautiful blend of combining science with spirituality, right? So for a lot of us who tend to be more logical, more rational, more science-based, it is an incredible door into starting to see and understand mysticism in a whole new light. And so having that, I just got back from the retreat and it was unreal, to say the very least. So we were there from probably like 6 a.m. most days until about 8, 9 p.m. And the way it would work is we would have 2 hours of lecture, and then we would do a 2-hour meditation. And we would do 3 of those each day. So we were meditating for 6 hours a day, right?
Yikes. That's so long. I have trouble meditating for half an hour. Oh my God.
So get that. Like, I've meditated inconsistently for years, right? But I've never been super consistent about it. And I've never had, like, maybe with certain experiences or substances, I've had more profound experiences on meditation, but it's completely sober. I've never had like any kind of like crazy experience, right? So we're sitting there and we're going through these meditations. And I think it was on day 2 or 3 where we wake up at like 5:30 in the morning and we get to the beach and we walk on the beach and we do this walking meditation. And he's talking about this whole time, like how this divine, the source, whatever it is you believe, like moves through you. And so
on day two or three, we're like doing this walking meditation and you're just like getting into your body and you're envisioning and you're empowering yourself and you're stepping into like this healer, this part of you. And as I'm going through this walking meditation, it's just like, I start to feel myself literally like shifting. Like I don't feel like me anymore. And at the end of every meditation, you lay down and it's a part of the way to integrate everything that you've been doing during the meditation. And so at the end of that meditation, I laid down on the beach as the sun was coming up. It was really beautiful. And I just started to cry. It was just like this really beautiful experience. And I got up and I just felt like so refreshed, so rejuvenated. Like I wasn't myself anymore. Hmm. And so I got up from that meditation. I just danced on the beach for like a solid 30 minutes. Cause I was like, this feels so good. And I think someone even took pictures of me. I was like, oh, that's great. So then we go have breakfast. We go back in for lecture and he keeps talking about these multidimensional things and how different vibrational frequencies activate different levels of consciousness. And when you're activating a different frequency, you're able to tap into different dimensions and different, just all of this crazy stuff, right? And I'm over here trying to keep up with it all. And so we get to, I want to say day five or six, and we start doing these really, really powerful healing meditations. Now, again, not somebody who's meditated consistently very infrequently, but I've had a practice going for a few years now. So this meditation specifically, he has not released to the public, and he doesn't have plans to release it to the public until I don't know when, because it's a very sacred kind of practice, and then I can tell you why. You'll understand when I finish sharing the story. So the way it works is there's a room about 950 people that were attending, and so they would take a group of people out that had some sort of sickness, disease, illness, Parkinson's, there's people with cancer, people with just all of these crazy things. And then they would step out of the room and go and work with Dr. Joe for about 15 minutes where everyone else in the room did this walking meditation where they were stepping into and activating the inner healer in them, right? The mystic in them, and just embodying that energy and like raising their vibrational frequency. And you move into this state of trance is the best way I can describe it, where you literally forget who you are, where you are, what time it is, and everything about you is no longer existent. You become part of the greater collective, the entire consciousness. And so after we do the walking meditation, we get into trance, we sit down in groups of eight. And so you have three people on each side, and then one person on the front end and one person on the back end. And so you create what we call a little cage. And so they bring all of the people in that have the sicknesses, the illnesses, the diseases, and they have them come and lay down in the center of the circles that we created. And it's so interesting as you're sitting there and there's the music playing and you're in state and you're just like literally, I could feel my hands vibrating and pulsating is the best way that I can describe the amount of energy that was moving through me. And you can just hear these people like crying as they're coming in because of the amount of love that's in the room. And the woman that we had was just like laying there and she's going through the meditation and we're just using this practice, sending her so much love and all of this healing energy. And shit got real woo real quick is the best way I can describe it. She starts just like crying and screaming. And as she's crying and screaming, I opened my eyes because I had to peek. And her body is like being lifted off the ground. And the only things that are touching it were literally like her head and her heels at this point. And everything else is being lifted up. And it was so insane. And she's just like sitting there and like just crying. And she finishes the meditation. And it was just like, you could feel this massive shift in her. Like, you know, when somebody is being authentically humbled and just brought to tears, mm-hmm. That's what it was. And the craziest part was the next time that we did it, because we did it three times, the next time that we did it, again, I was on the outer side as one of the healers. And this is where shit got really woo, because it's like, it's one thing when it happens to someone else, right? It's another thing when it happens to you. So we're sitting there and we're getting in trance and I'm just like, just feeling so much love in my heart. And just like, the best way I can describe it is just like this feeling of ecstasy, right? It's just like, oh, this feels so good. And we sit down, and as we sit down, my hands go in my heart, and I can literally feel my heart beating in my hands, and I can feel it just beating like harder, and just like it's just getting more and more intense. And so, as we start to go into this meditation, and we're feeling that healing energy, I'm just like, I just start to cry a little bit because it just feels so good, and it's just overwhelming. And then the next thing I know, it's like the lights go off, it becomes pitch black, and I just hear this like screaming, crying, just like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like this grieving that was happening. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? And then the next thing I realized, I was like, holy shit, that's me.
Whoa.
And so as I'm like listening and I'm hearing myself, and I don't know how to describe it other than like, it was just this consciousness that was just seeing it happen to me. I wasn't really in my body at that point. I'm just sitting there like crying and just screaming. And it's just like, my body is like full on convulsing. I would have looked to a normal person like I was having a seizure, but I wasn't. And so my body's just like sitting there and shaking and convulsing. And I'm like, like trying to breathe through it because it's a little fucking scary.
Sure.
And so as that happens, like I start to lean back, and then one of the trainers comes by and she's like, just relax into it. And I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? So I'm like, how do you relax? What the fuck is happening to me? And she's like, just relax, just surrender. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. Whew, surrender. And it was just insane. As I go back and I could feel like my whole back was just arched. And again, similar to what I saw with that woman, the only thing that was touching was my head, my butt, and then my ankles. Everything else was being lifted. And then it was like, I just couldn't stop it, but it felt so liberating. And at the same time, I would go up and then it would drop me. And the first thing I can say was like, it felt like it was just dropping me down. Then it would lift me up again. And it was just like for 15 minutes. And then when the meditation ended, the healing circle that was happening next to me, because again, I fell out of the healing circle. And well, this is happening to me. I got up from it and I just looked at everyone and I was just like, there were literally no words to describe what I had experienced. And I was just sitting there, I looked and I just started crying. And I was just like, I don't even know what to say. I don't have words. It was just like the most beautiful experience I've ever had. And the best way that I can describe it is it felt like coming home. Hmm. It was the most familiar, unfamiliar feeling that I've ever experienced in my entire life. And it's like, it's moments like those where you start to realize that there is so much we don't know, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's such an eye-opener and such a realization. It's like, wow, for me, where I've arrived at is I want to figure out how much I can tap into and how much I can experience with just me without the need for substance or anything else. But it's like, what can I experience and what can I tap into just from my level of consciousness and awareness and just from surrendering and being able to fully embody that higher self? And oh man, if there is any any living evidence out there, that was it for me. I'm fully bought in at this point. I'm like, whatever it is, it's there. But it was just insane. And again, you know, that meditation specifically, it's not being released to the public. But what I can tell you is, like, I witnessed people being healed at this event. Like, people that were in wheelchairs, paralyzed, standing up and walking.
What?
And it was just insane. And there were women who were coming on who were at the last event, and they had terminal 4 cancer, and they're completely healed now. Like, what? Real fucking people. And there's really no words to describe what I experienced. But I know that for a lot of you, you may not believe it until you experience it. So my encouragement would be like to go out and experience some weird shit and just start to give yourself permission to be curious without judgment, because there is, just like Dan's saying, there is so much we don't know. And yeah, that was really freaking intense.
It sounds like it. By the way, Alan just told me in our last session that she's friends with Dispenza's main researcher.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He needs to be connected with everyone in the world.
I wouldn't be surprised. He talks about this. He talks about how, and again, this is like some really woo shit. So he doesn't go too public about it, or at least he hasn't, and now he's starting to more and more. Mm-hmm. But he's such a multidimensional human being. And what I mean when I say that is so I was sitting at a dinner having a conversation with other people from the event, and one of the guys was saying, like, in his meditation, he was seeing Dr. Joe in his meditation, and he was showing Dr. Joe these, like, this way he was like able to wield this energy ball or whatever it was. And he was like doing these like kung fu moves, and Dr. Joe was like doing them with him. Mm-hmm. And then he took it and he like disappeared. But then another guy who was like on complete opposite sides of the room, he was like where Dr. Joe actually was in the room. And he opened his eyes and he says he saw Dr. Joe doing that, like doing these kung fu moves. What? And then, and just like all this crazy stuff that's happening. And then you hear, where we were on the beach, he's going around and he's doing these healing meditations, but there's people having the same experience because we start the meditation at roughly the same time. You're only laying down for about 5 to 10 minutes. But in a 5 to 10 minute period, there's multiple people that are saying they saw him standing over them, healing them. and when they open their eyes, right? And it's kind of like this just weird stuff of like the ability to tap into multiple dimensions, be in multiple places at once, and be able to just cultivate such a level of extension in who you are, mm-hmm. because you go from being somebody to being nobody to being everybody is yeah. really the ascension process. I don't have words. It's fucking crazy. I just don't.
That's so cool.
It's pretty phenomenal. So that's some woo updates for y'all.
Just a little view into our worlds.
Just a little tidbit of what's happening. And so you can understand that the stuff that we talk about, it's so much more than just like, oh, here's a concept. No, we've experienced it.
Yeah.
On some deep levels. And I think that's the most beautiful thing. And I love really what we're cultivating here with this community and with you, the listeners, is creating a sacred space to where you feel safe enough to know that if you are having these experiences or these thoughts or whatever it is, like, it's okay. It's normal. You're not an outcast. You're not alone in that, that there are other people that have similar, if not weirder, experiences. And for you to feel safe in finding that community where you can express that freely. And we love connecting with other people and learning about it. And we love being just as weird and goofy and all of the things. So share with us. We love hearing about what's happened for you and any type of your awakenings or experiences. Again, I know that there's so many different ways that people will tap into those. I'm mostly curious right now about people who are able to do it sober. Right, because I know there's a lot of people who do like ayahuasca stuff, which is, you know, it's fantastic, classic thing. I'm more curious about like your ability to tap into that without the need for substance, because again, like you have DMT and all of those chemicals inside of you. It's how do you actually create that experience for yourself without the need of an outside substance is really like where my curiosity is. And Dan, I'm not sure what's popping for you over there.
I mean, for me, I'm going into energy healing. So I'm going to be learning body talk in February. Gonna keep working with Alan and see where this goes. And for me, it's really getting into that multidimensional and interacting with this multidimensional information to the point where perhaps that's where I'll be going as well, being in multiple places at the same time. I already have accounts from many people, actually, that I have visited them unknowingly. This happens actually fairly frequently. And so apparently it's something that I do already, like without, you know, without really controlling unintentionally. So yeah, I'm going really deep into it to the point where it may completely change the way that I work with my clients and the way that I work with people. And I think 2019 is going to bring me that massive shift of like really getting into bizarre stuff and like feeling and seeing and hearing and knowing the world in a completely different way, and then using that in my client sessions. And I'm so excited, you know, to start. I'm already starting to do it, but also then to start teaching people, because I've already created, even, you know, 2 years ago, I've been creating processes unknowingly, just straight intuitive processes that tap into a lot of the same stuff that I'm learning right now. So I think it's going to be really fun to get into that creative mode with this and really start playing, which I think it's got to be what it's like, some very tiny level, to be kind of like what Joe Dispenza does, which is sort of like, cool, how do we use this? How do we make this practical? How do we turn this into not just knowledge, but use it and teach people so that they can do it themselves? And that's where I'm going. And that's really exciting.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's going to be a heck of a year come 2019. And it's really interesting too, I think, for the collective consciousness. You probably hear, and you're starting to see a lot more light leaders step up and really kind of come out of the, I think we call it the spiritual closet, as it's become more socially acceptable. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited to really see a lot of light leaders really just come into embodiment and to give themselves permission to put down the judgment and the shame or the just anything that comes up with really embodying their powers and their gifts, whatever those are. And I'm just even more excited to be able to support so many of these amazing leaders and creating their businesses and growing them and scaling them and just knowing that like you can do it and yeah. People need you. So this is exciting. Woo!
Awesome. So obviously we could keep on going forever on this stuff. We'll have other episodes on just like weird experiences. And I'll probably do a solo episode on just my experiences in that spiritual cult. I'll let people know, which is weird. That's really stepping out of my comfort zone. This is not something that I talk about with a lot of people, just because a lot of people are not ready to hear it. A lot of people don't believe that this is possible, and they don't even think that meditation is a thing. They think it's just sitting down with your eyes closed for 20 minutes. And so, yeah, I think we're going to bring a lot more of these crazy experiences to you over the next couple of months. So stay tuned for that.
Yep. And if you guys enjoyed this episode, let us know. We'd love to kind of get a feel for our audience and what you guys are digging and vibing on, and just so we can share more of those pieces with you. So if you enjoyed it, if you're curious, if you've got any questions, leave a review, comment below, give us a rating. Let us know how much you loved it.
And on that note, go and have yourself an amazing rest of your day or night. Feel free to reach out if this brought up any questions for you. We'd love to hear what you've got. And until next time, peace.
Bye, guys.